The expressed views of the guests on this podcast are theirs alone and not necessarily endorsed by the host, TWBC, or any associated sponsor. Conversations that are robust yet balanced, on point and to the point. You are listening to The Talk of Tournament Water Skiing. This is the TWBC podcast. And now, here's your host, Tony Lightfoot.
Well, greetings here from the Isles of Lake Hancock and in the midst of the men's jump King of Darkness final. Now, because of our compressed schedule between events and my compadre here, Freddie Winter, needing to get some good beauty rest. I don't know how that's possible, but there you go. We're going to do the interview prior to the end of the King of Darkness men's jump final. So as we see Rodrigo Miranda go through on his second jump, how did things fare up for you, Freddie?
Disappointingly, really. I was all kind of excited and ready to go. And then, I just had a weird start at 10-2-5 there. And 2 was a very unusual one. I kind of fell out the back, which I'm not used to doing, so I kind of threw myself around 3. It's one of those things. I mean, I've had a weird month of training. Last 2 weeks have been really good training. Prior to that was a bit average. I think I'm gonna be ready in a couple of weeks. I'm gonna say that I'm not where I want to be right now, but I'm gonna do my very best tomorrow. I'm not counting anything out, but what I'm excited for is later in the year when I do think I'll be back more at 100% of what I can do, or at least closer to that.
Well, excellent stuff. I mean, when it came down to the finals between Will Asher and Nate Smith, we always got a little bit of a sense of where that one was going to go, so far as where the winning score was going to be. But but Will kind of opened up the door a little bit with a critical mistake towards the end of that pass of what was it at 10.75?
I mean, you say that you think you knew, but actually, I mean, he had the better score of the day, Will did. By 2 boys. So I think I wasn't so certain. I mean, it was Will, we talked yesterday, he missed 1 10.75 in the whole of last year at the final of the tournament in Spain. But, he'd missed it today. I would never have ever considered that he would have done that. And it was a big surprise, but I mean, there you go. We all make mistakes, and it was not his day, unfortunately. I wish he'd done it against me.
Okay, and when it comes down to the slalom event, but surprise, in the women's slalom event, it's not often that we see Regina Jaquist make a critical error towards the end of, 10.75 meters. But if there's anyone that can capitalize on that, on the form that she is right now, it's Whitney McClintock-Reaney. Your thoughts on that?
Well, firstly, amazing skiing from Whitney, incredibly consistent. She ran 10.75 in every round, which is incredible. But I think that Regina, we can't forget that it's not 2 years ago. Literally, it might have been 2 years ago this weekend that she had her horrendous injury in her knee. And, as much as she came back incredibly strong and second at the Worlds that year and ran a bunch of 10.75, there has been the odd time, California Pro-Am last year, Mastercraft Pro last year, where she made a mistake around boy 5. 10.75, and like you said, Whitney was there, and she sealed the deal. It was pretty special and good for her. She's just been on a tear, having had a few years in the wilderness. Seems that as soon as she had baby Zane, she got new inspiration and maybe took the pressure off her skiing, and she's just absolutely crushing. And it's great to see these three girls really pushing at the top and running these big scores deep, 10.75 and through it. Whitney's the most consistent based on the last few days.
Well, and if you hear an explosions in the background, that's not Steve Garcia expending his budget on fireworks. That's the Disney theme park just down the road as they go through their celebration, I guess. But I mean, it was a good slalom final for the ages between Regina and Whitney McClintock-Reaney, and obviously a few hours from now we got the Swiss Pro Slalom. So you guys, between yourself and Regina and one or two of the others, redemption would seem to be the word and the theme coming into this event.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm disappointed. I'm sure Regina will be disappointed. I mean, for me, I'm going to say that a podium is not the end of the world. As you know, I didn't come here to just get on the podium. I came here to win. But you know, I'm not going to cry myself to sleep over it. But yeah, tomorrow I'm more motivated than I would otherwise be to go and do well tomorrow. And got a full field again. Big weekend of skiing. It's very, very exciting. And I think I quite like it. I mean, it's going to be interesting, like to get up tomorrow morning and get behind that other boat. Got good drivers, great lake. So it's going to be a lot of fun once again. The Swiss Pro, everyone knows how good of a tournament that is. Usually the season opener. Yeah, it's going to be a big day of water skiing.
Now, one thing we I almost forgot to point out is that Regina jumped a little bit earlier on before she slalomed. Do you think her effort in the jump event expended her strength and her talents going into the slalom event, or are we making too much of that?
Yeah, she won, didn't she? I mean, I think.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Yeah, I was sort of, I was crying in the corner at that point, beating my head against the ground. So I think I missed that. But someone said she won, which is just incredible. Yeah, she probably would have thought she had more chance of winning the slalom stage than the jump. But, I mean, good for her. And I mean, just insane. Like we say, like 2 years ago that she hurt herself so badly to be coming back and being, you know, so competitive in two events. Incredible testament to her. Must be 38 years old, I think, 37. No spring chicken, and to be winning pro events, you know, one and two in two different events is incredible stuff.
Yes, and we're continuing to watch the jump event. We've just seen Emil Ritter go through on I believe his second jump, but turning incredibly late. And I mean, we're seeing here some great, incredible crowds here at the nighttime here at the Isles of Lake Hancock, you know. And, it's heartwarming to see. I mean, obviously the general water ski crowd, the diehards and all of that, you recognize a lot of these people. But a few people here that have no idea about what the sport's about or anything like that are watching it at a pro level in the first time. So going forward, you know, there is definitely some hope out there to expose this sport.
Yeah, this is when people come to ski with me or you know, at the boarding school or people I meet around the world, well, I guess more in America, and then they say, you know, which tournament should I go to? I always tell them the King of Darkness. I think this is the best spectacle you can get of the year. It's got multiple disciplines happening in jump and slalom. It's built for the crowd. There's a schedule going so that there's no dead water. You've got the best drivers. There's really good skiing happening at the King of Darkness, and I think that's When you see the Garcias putting this amount of effort into getting the sport in front of people, that's really what it's about. It's not about promoting anything but water skiing, and that shows. And that's why people are so excited to be here. And that's why we're sitting here amongst, you know, seems like a few thousand people, which is just fantastic, isn't it, Tony?
Yes, indeed. And, nice looking jump there from Emil Ritter as he sends that one down the lake and tries to put the heat on the remaining jumpers of this evening. You know, I mean, the reason why we're doing it before the end of the competition is so that when Freddie has the opportunity to leave the site and grab him some sleep, he can do. I think I mentioned that from the outset. But let's put that into the frame. I mean, you've just slalom and everything. You're going to get ready. You're going to try and get some sleep and get ready for the Swiss Pro Slalom. Obviously, it's going to be paramount in your mind to get some rest and get going for that event, you know. So, I mean, what challenges like that do you have going forward?
Well, tonight I've got to get to bed and get to sleep as soon as I can. I mean, the problem is with hanging out here and seeing all this cool jumping, you've got a little bit of adrenaline going. You've got to kind of, you know, try and relax and but I'll try and sleep in tomorrow a little bit. There's a full round of women first, and then I'll be towards the end of the men. So I won't be up until probably about lunchtime. So I'll toddle over about 10 o'clock, I imagine. Need to look at the schedule. But yeah, I've got to wait for the podium, which I'm very happy to be on. But it's definitely impacting on my sleep before a big day, which I want to do quite well.
And speaking of the podium, D3 is currently leading the Brand Constructors Championship right now. Must be pretty pleasing between you and the other members of D3 right now.
Yeah, I can hopefully help pay back the guys that look after me. I you know, Will Bush, Creed, and Nancy at the office, and all the guys at D3 are very, very, very good to me always. And I, you know, we want to put them where they deserve to be. I think that we do have the best slalom skis. So, yeah, nice to be a part of it. I think it's a new thing. I think people are hopefully going to get behind it. I thought it was cool seeing on the big jumbotron on the other side to see D3 at the top there.
Yes, indeed. Now, I'm going to try and wrap this up a little bit, but we've been speaking for about 10 minutes now. We're taking a quick look, I believe, here at Conley Panett from Canada, and driving on in. Okay, obviously the little expletive back there, but there you go. But anyway, anything you want to say in parting as you now turn your attention to Lake Caroline tomorrow?
Sweet Caroline. No, I don't know. I certainly, as soon as I fell in there and sort of, you know, muttered a few swear words underneath my breath, of course, I started thinking about tomorrow. I'm gonna you know, build through, hopefully make the final in a nice little spot, and then go big in the final and put the pressure on the other guys to go and beat me.
All right, then. That was Freddie Winter, and this is the TWBC podcast, episode 3 of On Tour with Freddie Winter, the King of Darkness finals. And until next time here on the TWBC podcast, it is ciao for now.
Thank you for listening to the TWBC podcast. Be sure to check out our website at waterskibroadcasting.com. Links to our presence on major social media platforms can be found there, as well as updates to our webcast and this podcast. Duplication or rebroadcasting of this broadcast without written consent of TWBC is prohibited. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and be sure to join us next time for the next edition of the TWBC podcast.